Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem and good Shabbat to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word for the Shabbat day, Monday, September the 12th. I go by the solar calendar. For those that don't, well, happy Monday. And we're going to be doing Numbers 15 and 16 today in the book of Bamidbar, which means in the wilderness, and they call it Numbers. I'm going to have to get right to it because these are two action-packed chapters. These things are loaded, and lots of action here. So let's get to it. Chapter 15. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have come into the land of your habitations, 4186, that I shall give to you, verse 3, and will make an offering by fire, that's one word, 801, to Yahweh, a burnt offering or a sacrifice in performing a vow or in a free will offering or in your appointed feasts to make a pleasing odor unto Yahweh from the herd or from the flock. Verse 4, then shall he that offers his gift offering to Yahweh bring a grain offering of a tenth deal, that is 6241, that's a solid powder measure, of fine flour mingled with the fourth, 7243, of a hin, 1969, of olive oil, that's a liquid measure, okay? Verse 5, and a fourth part of a hin of wine, 3196, shall you prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one he lamb. Verse 6, or for a ram, you shall prepare a grain offering of 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with the third, 7992. Third of a hin of olive oil. Verse 7, and for a drink offering you shall offer the third of a hin of wine, a pleasing odor to Yahweh. Verse 8, and when you prepare a bull calf for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice in performing a vow or an offering of well-being to Yahweh, then you shall bring with a bull calf a grain offering of 3 tenths deals of fine flour mingled with a half a hin of olive oil. See that the increase. For a he lamb, it's a fourth part of a hen, okay, of wine. A tenth deal of fine flour. A ram, 2 tenths deal of fine flour. For a bull calf, 3/10 deals, it increases with the value of the animal. Verse 10, and for a drink offering, you shall bring half a hin of wine, an offering made by fire of a pleasing odor to Yahweh. Thus it shall be done for one bull, or for one ram, or for a he-goat, or a he-lamb, or a goat. According to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to everyone according to their number. Verse 13, all that are born in the land shall do these things after this manner, in offering, an offering made by fire of a pleasing odor to Yahweh. Verse 14, and if a sojourner, 16:16, sojourns, 14:81, with you, or whoever among you in your posterity, 17:55, and will offer an offering by fire of a pleasing odor to Yahweh, as you do, so shall he do. Now, the sojourner is a visiting Israelite. Yahweh didn't accept offerings from anybody but Israelites. Period. No foreigners of racial foreign extraction. Just Israel. These rules were for Israel only. There were Israelites living all over the place. Scattered Israelites. Just like there are today. So, if somebody came visiting, they wanted to make an offering, that's what they would do. 15. One ordinance, 2708, for the congregation and the sojourner that sojourns. An ordinance forever, 5769, that's for a very long time, in your posterity, as you, so shall the sojourner be before Yahweh. If they weren't living in Israel, they were living someplace else, and they came to visit, they would be as a resident Israelite, as far as the law was concerned. 16, one Torah and one manner shall be for you and for the sojourner that sojourns with you. That's verse 16, and you can reference Leviticus chapter 24, verse 22 for that. Okay. Verse 17. Spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, verse 18, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land where I bring you, verse 19, then it shall be that when you eat of the bread of the land, that can be food also, you shall offer up a heave offering to Yahweh. Verse 20, you shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough, a heave offering in your posterity. Now here they're speaking of bread. Verse 21, of the first of your dough you shall give to Yahweh a heave offering in your posterity. Verse 22, and if you have erred, 7686, and not done all these commandments which Yahweh has spoken to Moshe, verse 23, all that Yahweh has commanded you by the hand of Moshe from the day that Yahweh commanded, and from now on among your posterity, verse 24, then it shall be, if done by ignorance, 7684, from the sight of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one bull calf for a burnt offering, for a pleasing odor to Yahweh, with his grain offering and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one male of the goats for a sin offering. Verse 25, and the priest shall make propitiation for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them. Now, the word they use for forgiven means lifted up from upon them, for it is ignorance. Okay, it's ignorance. It wasn't done deliberately. And they shall bring their gift offering, an offering made by fire to Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh for their ignorance. This is a repeat. He said this in the other books, but they keep repeating this stuff in each of these books a lot. They wanted to drill it into their heads so they wouldn't make mistakes back in the day when they had sin offerings. Okay, this is a lot of stuff, and he wanted people to remember. Verse 26, and it shall be forgiven all the congregation of Israel and the sojourner that sojourns among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. That's lifted up off the congregation. What did Yeshua Messiah do? He lifted up all our sins from upon us and took them on himself and became sin for us. This is a continuation of this process, but the final blood sacrifice. And I say this a lot because I want you to remember that. That's who Yeshua was. Our sin offering. He became that by his own will. Verse 27. And if any person sins through ignorance, then they shall bring a she-goat, not a he-goat, a she-goat, of the first year for a sin offering. Verse 28. And the priest shall make propitiation for the purpose, for the person, pardon me, that sinned ignorantly. That's one word, 7683. When they sin by ignorance before Yahweh, to make propitiation for them, and it shall be forgiven them, lifted up on them. They will be, their sins will be covered over. Verse 29. For he that is born of the land of the children of Israel, and the sojourner that sojourns among you, one Torah shall be done for sinning in ignorance. One set of rules, one law, or teachings. Verse 30. But the person that does presumptuously, 3027 and 7311, born in the land or a sojourner, the same blasphemed, 1442, Yahweh, and that person shall be cut off, 3772, from among his people. If you did it deliberately and deliberately insulted Yahweh, you're going to pay a heavy price. You're going to be killed. 3772 is put to death. Verse 31. Because the word of Yahweh they have despised, 959. And his commandment they have broken, 6565. And be utterly cut off, 3772, doubled as an emphatic usage for their iniquity. Oh boy. This is the Shabbat day. That's what, while I'm reading this. Now, this isn't work, this is service as a pastor. I'm permitted to do this. Verse 32. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered wood on the day of Shabbat, 7676. Here's where it gets heavy duty. Verse 33, and those that found him gathering wood brought him to Moshe and Aharon and to all the congregation. Verse 34, and they put him under guard, that's 4929, one word, because it was not declared, 6567, what should be done to him. Well, here it's going to be. Verse 35, and said Yahweh to Moshe, this is Yahweh speaking, giving the penalty. Surely put to death, that's 4191, doubled for emphatic usage, this man. Surely put to death this man. Stone him, that's 7275, to put to death by stoning, with stones, 68. All the congregation outside the camp, that is ragom, to put to death by stoning. Verse 36, and brought him forth all the congregation to outside the camp, and stoned him with stones, and he died, as that which commanded Yahweh to Moshe. That's pretty heavy duty. You can see how serious he is about his Shabbat. He's not making us do that today. Because we are separated from him. We are in apostasy. We are scattered. We are dispersed. He is not speaking to a prophet among us today. But you see by these verses how serious our Father is about his Shabbat. Not our Shabbat, his Shabbat. This is a commandment to keep the Shabbat, not a suggestion. It's a commandment. And if we claim to be of Israel, okay, going to make the claim, then you need to be of Israel. Yahweh is our divine being, and his commandments are given to us. They are not given to the Jews. They are given to pure-blooded white Israel. We need to change our ways and observe the Shabbat. Verse 38, here's something that I observe. I'm going to make a point of this. Here is another commandment. Very, very, very few males of the nation of Israel observe this. Now the Jews try to fake it and they wear a different type, and I'm going to point that out. Verse 37. And spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, this is Yahweh speaking, another commandment. Speak to the children of Israel, that is us, and say to them, now that children is 1121, that's the sons of Israel. And say to them, make 6213 fringes 6734. That word is tsitsit. T-S-I-Y-T-S-I-Y-T-H. Upon the corners 3671. That is kanaf. It means corners or wings of their garments. That's a four-cornered garment. Throughout their posterity. Okay. And they shall put on the fringes of the corners a thread. That is 6616. Petil. Of Tehillet. 8504. Now 8504 can be blue, like a dark blue, or violet. There's one thread in the whole big long fringe on the corners that's blue. The rest of them are white. The Jews have all white. Mostly. Some of them, a few of some different sects wear blue in there, but not many. And here's why we do this. Verse 39. And it shall be to you a fringe that you may look upon it. Every time you look on it, and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them. Now here comes a very important part of this passage. And seek, 8446, not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to prostitute yourselves. That's one word. 2181. To seek after is taturu, and to prostitute yourself is zonim. When they did pagan worship. Verse 40. That you remember and do all kol, all my commandments, and be holy, 6918, to Elohechem, which means your divine being, plural. Elohe means divine being of. Elohe Chem is plural, your divine being speaking to all of Israel. Verse 41. I am Yahweh Elohechem, which brought you forth from the land of Mitzrayim to be to you Elohim, 430. To be to you the divine being. I am Yahweh Elohechem, your divine being. Okay? We were sojourners in the land of Mitzrayim. We were sojourning with Yahweh in that land. We are dispersed and sojourning apart from our native land now. There were those of Hebrew bloodline that had left Mitzrayim earlier than a mass exodus with Moshe. The tribe of Dan is one primary example. A section of Zerach, Yehuda, is another example. Founded Rome and a lot of other places up there. They were living all over the place in foreign lands, but they would do business in the land of Israel. They are of Israel and could present a sacrifice to Yahweh. Racial aliens could not. And if they even approached the temple, they were to be put to death. Churchianity has tried to include non-Israelites in the worship services. But scripturally, it clearly states that a Mamzer, 4464, may not enter the congregation of Yahweh. A Mamzer is one of mixed bloodline, in other words, a mutt. This law has not changed. And any church, quote unquote, with a mixed congregation is teaching apostasy. We are not to worship with non-Israelites. The churches that are teaching the day of the sun god are the Laodicean churches, and they are going to be destroyed and severely punished. The law about the four-cornered garment with a thread of tekelet in the tzitzit has not been rescinded. All males of Israel are to wear this garment, even if it's made out of cotton and it's worn under your other clothing. You have the tzitzit hanging out where they can be seen. I wear a tzitzit shirt underneath my t-shirt. And the tzitzit are long enough, they have a leader where I can hang them out, and they are draped over the outside of my pants. They are seen, and I am questioned about this a lot. And I explain to them that this is a commandment to the children of Israel. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, we are to be set apart from others. In our dress, our eating habits, our days of worship, our method of worship, our affiliations in our private life. Churchianity has promoted the idea that these laws have passed away. But that's another lie. In verse 39, Zonim means being a whore to other Elohim, false gods. Okay? The worship rites included a lot of sexual immorality, and that's why he calls it go whoring and fornicating, because that's what they did. Big sex orgies to these false gods, like Ishtar, the goddess of fertility, Ashtaroth, Asherah, all the same deity, where they have Ishtar Sunday for Easter with fertility symbols, bunnies and Easter eggs. That's a pagan holiday. We are to celebrate Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, not Ishtar Sunday, for the ascension of the sun god Mithra. Number 430 in your Strong's has many variations. Elohechem, Elohim, Elohev, Eloheinu, different tense changes. It also means small g gods, or mighty ones, or judges, or magistrates. It doesn't just mean one thing. It is not a name. It is a title. And people translate it as God. Oh, praise God. Praise a mighty one? Which mighty one are you praising? Okay? Which God, quote unquote, which comes from Gad, which is the God, deity of fortune, good luck. That's a pagan name right there. Let's get into chapter 16, because this is going to be a busy chapter. Verse 1, took 3947 men in italics, Korach 7141, son of Yitzhar 3324, son of Kehath 6955, son of Lewi 3878, there were Levites, and Dathan 1855, and Abiram 48, sons of Eliab 446, and On 203, son of Peleth 6431, son of Reuben 7205. Dathan and Abiram were Reubenites, and Korach was a Levite. Verse 2, and rose up 6965 before Moshe with men of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of the assembly, summoned 7148 for meeting, 4150, men of a good name. In other words, these people were the upright, but they were corrupted by these men, because these men wanted to take some of the authority away from Moshe. Verse 3, and gathered themselves together. That's all one word, 6950. Against Moshe and against Aharon, and said to them, you take much upon you, 7227, because all the congregation is holy, 6918, all of them, and among them is Yahweh. Why then, 4069, do you exalt yourselves, 5375, to lift yourselves up, over the congregation of Yahweh? Verse 4. And when heard Moshe, he fell, 5307, on his face. He just fell down. It stunned him. He prostrated himself, because he knew what was coming and knew the wrath of Yahweh was going to come down. And he just fell on his face, because the Holy Spirit was with him. Verse 5, and spoke to Korach and all the assembly, saying, in the morning, 1242, we'll make you to know, 3045, that's an action to make to know, Yahweh, who are his and who is holy, and will cause to come near to him, 7126, whom he has chosen, 977, he will cause to come near to him. Verse 6, do this. Take censers, 4289. Korach and all your assembly, in other words, all the ones that sided with him. Verse 7, and put fire in them and put incense in them before Yahweh tomorrow, 4279. And it shall be the man that chooses Yahweh, he, 1931, shall be holy. Much you take upon you, you sons of Levi. Remember Nadab and Abihu that brought fire, strange to the law, before Yahweh, and the fire of Yahweh came out and consumed them, and they were of the Aharonic priesthood. How much more is Yahweh going to be angered on these people? Verse 8, and said Moshe to Korach, listen, 8085, or hear, please, 4994, you sons of Levi. Verse 9, does it seem a small thing, 4592, one word, small thing, to you? Because separated, 914, you Elohe, 430, that's the divine being of Israel. Elohe is God of Israel. From the congregation of Israel, to bring you near to himself, to perform the service of the tabernacle of Yahweh, and to stand, 5975, before the congregation and minister, 8334, to them. In other words, you're already in an exalted position. What are you doing? He's favored you. What? Are you crazy? Verse 10, and he has brought you near, and all your kinsmen of the son of Levi with you, and you seek, 1248, also, 1571, the priesthood, 3550. They're not of the sons of Aharon. They're trying to exalt themselves in violation of Yahweh's direct commandment to take over the priesthood. The Edomites did that in Yeshua's time. They subverted the priesthood. Verse 11, therefore, 3651, you and all your assembly gather together against Yahweh. They're gathering against Yahweh, against his commands. And what of Aharon that you grumble, 385, against him? Verse 12. This is going to be pretty bad, I can tell you. Verse 12. And Moshe sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. And they said, we will not come up, 5927. Oh, really? We will not come up. Just in absolute defiance. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up from a land that flows with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, and that you make yourself a prince? That's 8323 doubled as an emphatic. Also, 15.7 over us. Also, 6.3.7, you have not brought us into a land that flows with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance, 5.1.5.9, of fields and vineyards. The eyes of these men will you gouge out, 5.3.6.5, we will not come up. Well, that's pretty arrogant. That's something. He's the chosen of Yahweh, and they're talking to him like this. Remember when Miriam and Aharon spoke against Moshe having a Cushite wife? She was white, but they spoke against her and against him. And Miriam was made a leper for a week. Yahweh was angry then. Verse 15, and blazed up the anger, 2734, of Moshe greatly, 3966, and said he to Yahweh, do not turn, 6437, or look toward, turn toward, or show favor to, towards, 413, their grain offering. Not one ass, 2543, that's a donkey, from them have I taken, and done no harm, 7489, to one of them. Verse 16, and said Moshe to Korach, you and all your assembly be before Yahweh, you and them and Aharon tomorrow. Verse 17, and take every man his censer and put in it incense, and bring them before Yahweh every man tomorrow, 250 censers. These are bronze censers. You and Aharon, every man his censer. Verse 18, and took every man his censer and put 5414 in it fire, and put 7760 in it incense, and stood in the doorway of the tent of meeting with Moshe and Aharon. Verse 19. And gathered against them Korach all his assembly to the doorway of the tent of meeting, and appeared the glory, 3519, of Yahweh to all the congregation. Verse 20. And spoke Yahweh to Moshe and to Aharon, saying, and here it comes, folks. Verse 21. Separate, 914, yourselves from among this assembly, and I will end them, 3615. Instantly, 7281. Oh boy. Verse 22. And they fell upon their faces and said, O El 410, Elohe 430, the Spirit 7307, of all flesh 1320. O divine being, the divine being of the spirit of all flesh. That's what that means. Shall one man sin, 2398, and upon all the assembly you will be angry, 7107. Now 2398 is to fall short of duty and responsibility. Verse 23, and spoke Yahweh to Moshe, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, withdraw from around the dwelling place, one word, 4908, of Korach, Dathan, and Abiram. Uh-oh. What can you say? Verse 25. And rose up Moshe and went to Dathan and Abiram and followed after the elders of Israel. These were all the leaders of all the tribes that went with him. Verse 26. And he spoke to the congregation, saying, go away, 5493. Now, 4994, from the tents of these wicked, 7563, men, and do not touch anything of theirs, lest you be swept away, one word, 5595, in all their sins, 2403. That's actual sins, not falling short. They were rebellious against Yahweh. Verse 27, so they went away from the dwelling places of Korach, Dathan, and Abiram from all around. And Dathan and Abiram came forth and stood in the doorway of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their young children. All of the family of Korach did not agree with him. I'll tell you that right now. Some of his people will survive. They separated themselves from him, and they walked away from Korach, some of his own family. But Dathan and Abiram, their wives and sons, were all in on it. They were in on this rebellion. Verse 28, and said Moshe, by this act, 2063, you shall know that Yahweh has sent me to do all these works, 4639, and not from my own mind, 3820. That's Leb, that is literally heart. The heart is the center of thought, not emotion in the Hebrew. The heart in the Greek is the center of emotion and not thought. It is reversed. We're speaking in the Hebrew here, so the heart is the center of thoughts and emotions also. Verse 29, if these die the death of all Adam kind, 120, Yahweh has not sent me. In other words, if they die of old age, Yahweh hasn't sent him. 30, but if something new, that's one word, something new, 1278, creates, 1254, Yahweh, and the ground, 127, that's Adama, the red soil, the ground, opens up, 6475, her mouth, 6310, and swallows them up, that's one word, 1104, with all that pertains to them, everything that's theirs, and they descend, 3381, alive, 2416, into Sheol, 7585, which is the land of the dead and its inhabitants. You shall know that these men have rejected, 5006, Yahweh. Verse 31. And it was when he made an end, that's one word, 3615, of speaking all these words, that cleaved asunder, 1234, that's one word, Strong's number, 1234, the ground that was beneath them, 8478, Tekaf. Verse 32, and opened, 6605, the ground, 776, different word, that's Eretz, her mouth, and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all Adams, 120, that pertain to Korach, and all their goods, 7399. That's all the men that were with him with the censers. And in verse 32, you can reference the book of Yashar, which is Jasher, chapter 84, verse 2. Verse 33, descended they and all that pertained to them alive into Sheol, and covered over, 3680, upon 5921 them the ground, and they perished, that's six, from among the congregation. The earth opened up and they fell in alive, and then they into a great big crevice, all these people that rebelled, and they died, and the ground just closed in on them. Verse, and that's not all the other men, this is just their people. Verse 34, and all Israel that were around them fled, 5127, at their cry, 6963, for they said, lest the ground swallow us up. And here comes the judgment on the other ones. 35, and there came a fire from Yahweh and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. Just like it did with Nadab and Abihu when they offered strange incense to Yahweh. And in the Hebrew text, chapter 16 ends here. It's different in the KJV. The ones that were with Korach in their rebellion stood to gain by his greedy power play, and they were supportive in his effort. Innocent people were not slain. There were some of his family that didn't want to be with him, that went along with Yahweh. Not all the children of Korach were slain. See Numbers 26, verses 1 and 58, and 1 Chronicles 9, 19, and the titles of Psalms 84, 85, 87, and 88, the children of the Korki, or the children of Korach, and they are mentioned in these passages. Some of them survived. Okay, now we're getting close as Israel to the second coming of Yahshua Messiah. Here we are again. We are being called as a nation to return to the pure worship by the Holy Spirit. And as usual with our people, Israel, some of us will listen and be part of the remnant, and some of us won't. As usual. We just, all these things that we read in here as examples of rebellion against Yahweh, he tells us over and over and over, this is what I want you to do. If the huge two-letter word, if you obey, I will bless you, and I will do this, and this, and this, and this. But if, that big two-letter word again, you rebel, and you are in apostasy, and you won't listen, and I tell you all these things for your own good, because I love you, you still won't listen to me, and you won't obey my commandments, I will do this and this and this and this. And he's doing all of that. And what did Yahshua say to us? If you love me, keep my commandments. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And what did Yeshua teach? He didn't teach personal salvation. He taught the kingdom theology of the kingdom of Yahweh and the Torah. What I'm reading from right now, the five books of Moshe, known as the Torah, the law or teachings of Yahweh. All of these words that I'm reading are for our collective benefit. The food laws, all of this, every single thing that I'm reading on this radio show is all about Yahweh's teachings to us. And when I finish up the Torah, we'll get into the prophets and all the examples of Israel being not heads. We were not heads then, and we're still not heads. And I slip and fail too. I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to exalt myself. But I've been called to do this. You know, this is not something I cooked up. I don't get paid for this. It takes up all my time. I have no other life but this, and really, quite honestly, in this day and age, I don't want any. I am happy to be of service. I love my Father. I love my Redeemer. I love His Word. And I want you to love it too. I try my very, very best to live by this. And that's what He wants. He knows that none of us are perfect. Only one was perfect, and that was Yeshua. He's not going to try to put perfection requirements on any of us, brothers and sisters. He just wants us to make a conscientious effort. Even if it's uncomfortable and costs us something, we have to stand. If we're going to say we're Israel, we need to be Israel. Really. We really need to start doing all these things, and the little things are just as important as the big things. I'm not trying to be a Pharisee legalist with all their little silly ordinances that they added from the Talmud. I'm not quoting the Talmud. I'm quoting the Torah. All of these things were given to us. They were not given to the Jews. The Jews aren't even mentioned. They're given to Israel. And if we are Israel, we need to be obedient, willing, conscious, willful obedience to our Father and His rules. And if we do that, oh, there's that big if again, He will bless us. Because we're getting down toward the end of things here. And the Messiah is going to be coming soon, I hope. Real soon. I hope in my lifetime so I can see it. I want to see all the evil ones collapse. Talk to you tomorrow. We'll get into chapters 17 and 18. Shalom Aleichem and have a good Shabbat.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.